So, hey, it's really great to talk to you again, Cindy, having this quick discussion just on fear at the front line and what's happening. And I know you have some great news about this.
I know. I just found out, Johanna, that Ed Brown's article, Managing the Conversation with Unhappy Customers, was one of the most read. In fact, I think it was the second most read article in banking strategies for the last quarter.
You know, I can understand why, because it's such a timely topic. And it's one that really is a little delicate, so I can see why people would pick it right up and want to know what's in it.
I agree. And, you know, Ed Brown will be covering the topic in depth on our webinar on January 18th, but I thought today it would really make some sense to take a couple minutes and just chat about some of the main points that are covered in the article, because I think he really nails what's happened to the customer conversation over the last few years, given what's happened in the economy.
I agree. I thought it was really well done.
Right. I mean, as you know, trust in bankers hit a low in 2009 with everything that went on with the economy. And banks in particular really took a beating in terms of press and their image with the public. And trust levels just aren't there anymore. Given all of that, the conversations that have to be happening on the front line must be tough. And you have to wonder, as Ed does in his article, what happens when you send your sales and service employees into what could be a kind of a hostile customer environment?
I know. I think there's some obvious things. And I think what people are looking for, what are those things and what are the solutions that we can actually put in place to address them? Because it's a scary time.
It is. And I can tell you what I think the number one thing that happens is, and that's that our bankers are just completely avoiding the conversation as much as they can. They don't know how to handle an unpleasant encounter. They're going to try to avoid it. So instead of seeking out customers the way they did before all this happened, I think they're engaging only when they absolutely need to. And the fact is, their customers probably need them now more than ever.
I agree. And I think the other thing that happens is they become defensive, and rightfully so, because when they don't know how to explain new policies and they haven't had any training or support on those, they naturally get defensive. And they blame it on anyone or anything that is actually handy. And I feel bad for them.
Right. I agree. It's a tough spot to be in if you haven't been prepared.
It is. I think the other thing that happens, too, is that they ignore customer needs. And customer needs are always changing. They always have been. But in recent years, and really with bank transfer days and some of the other things that have happened, they've really changed now. Customer needs have really changed. And the banking environment has really changed. And so if the front line is not comfortable with having a needs-based conversation with existing customers, then who can they be comfortable having the conversation with? You know, it's really a tough spot to be in.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing that scares me is where there's new fees and new policies and new credit standards, the thing that scares me the most that I think is happening out there is when our banking employees are faced with or feel perhaps that we're not really looking out for them, that they're taking grief from customers over policies that they can't explain and haven't been well explained to them, they pick up the customer's cause and they blame the bank. So they almost collude with the customer against their own organization, and that's the thing that frightens me the most.
It's very, very scary. It's scary for them, the bank, and the customer, actually, when that happens. Yeah, but I think there's some things that can happen, don't you?
I mean, exactly. It doesn't have to be that way. I mean, we understand what the situation is, and we actually have solutions that can help.
Yeah.
I mean,
I agree. I think one of the things that I think Ed pointed out so well in his paper is that bankers really need a strategy for winning in this environment because it is a different environment. And unfortunately, not having a strategy is a strategy. And it's a default decision to leave the front line to their own devices. So we need to know, and we need to help the top levels of the organization develop a strategy for really winning the hearts and minds of existing customers so that they stay, and also so we can attract new customers. That's really where they have to start right now.
I couldn't agree more. And I think on a more really tactical level, one of the things we need to help employees do is anticipate and welcome customer objections. Right now, they're just afraid of what they're going to hear. And there are good answers to the questions or challenges that customers have, and we just need to prepare them to handle them and move forward so that they can assist their customers. Yeah.
And that's a new thing for people to say, oh, welcome objections. Usually everyone runs from them. So it's a really big shift for them to say, no, we're supposed to welcome those objections.
Right. And what are the scripts and how do they practice and rehearse and get ready to handle what they must be facing every day?
I know.
The other thing is they really need to be, again, proactively looking for new needs. You said it before, you alluded to it when you were talking about the customer conversation. Our customers need help saving, they need new ways of accessing credit. We've got to get more creative in uncovering and helping our bankers to uncover customer needs.
I know, but you know what's going to happen, and this really is going to turn a bigger shift towards the management team, is that managers, their skills and observation and coaching really need to sharpen up, because I don't know how many bank managers have really embraced the notion that this is really their responsibility to lead their teams, and they're going to have to do it by changing their own skills, because sending out memos or posting instructions or updating their company intranet just isn't going to cut it now. This is get out there and demonstrate that the right behaviors and skills are what's going to lead the team through this, and they have to coach their teams for competence and confidence in this. This is really what they need to do. So this rests on their shoulders of not only the lower levels of management, but the entire management team to really sharpen their observational and coaching skills to help their team attract those new clients and also instill the confidence in their teams that they can come through this. Because one of the things we found, I'm sure you read it too, it's in the article, is that one of the single most important things to customers is knowledgeable staff, and nothing else even came close. Mm-hmm. So how do managers know that their frontline team is knowledgeable? You know, how do they know that they're consistently knowledgeable in things?
I think you've absolutely, and the article did as well, really, really nailed the fact that observation and skill-based coaching are going to be really important. And I think you also, alluded to the fact that everybody's got to be accountable for the client experience.
Yes, yes. So this is really a management thing now. This is their gig, and coaching has to be one of the most important skills that they can deliver so that they get the results that they need, and their team needs those that confidence and that coaching from them too. So this is their thing to really pull their team through it.
Absolutely.
So I think it's been a really great discussion, quick discussion, on why the frontline really is justified in having some fear and trepidation in dealing with customers right now. But all the how-tos to immediately implement this will be covered in the webinar that's going to be hosted by Mr. Brown on January 18th at 10 a.m. Pacific time.
And how do people register?
Well, they can register on our website, www.cohenbrown.com, and they can click on events and then look for Overcoming Fear at the Front Line. And we'll really look forward to people's participation in this. It's a great discussion. Thanks, Cindy.
Thanks, Johanna.